Let's talk about four ways your startup can save money. There's something sexy about being a startup these days. In fact, the business model of raising money on an idea and team before said team and idea have turned over a dime in revenue has become so popular, in part due to the fact that the 0.001% of companies who rapidly launch themselves into life-changing forces like Facebook or Snapchat. But at the end of the day, at some point, money in will have to be greater than money out, and new companies tend to do a lot of things that delay this tipping point. Instead, it's a good idea to focus on minimizing spending early in order to get there quicker. Here are a bunch of common spending duds your new business can avoid to skirt around the startup trap. Number one, you don't need to have Beer Friday every Friday. And if you do, it's okay to sometimes go to an actual bar instead of making the business foot an alcohol bill every week. Number two, you can buy cheap office supplies. You don't need to buy special startup idea boards and other branded equipment. Number three, you don't need an office until you actually need an office. Honestly, you can start a great small company out of somebody's garage. Just think about how much quicker people could get their first 100 customers if they could take that $1,000 plus per month that they're spending on an office for a few people and put it into Facebook ads or similar things that can actually bring in profit from the beginning. Leverage what you have now. Don't waste it. And number four, hires that you can't justify, well, they can't be justified. The bottom line is, starting a business means usually spending some period of time on the activities you aren't optimal at, because you can't afford to pay someone who studied this particular skill for 4 years to get a fair salary. And that's perfectly fine, and also why so many founding teams represent a large range of skills. But at the same time, you'll likely need to branch outside of your comfort zone more than you ever have before. Skilled in tech, but hate speaking in front of people? Well, too bad. You're going to have to, you know, make a pitch or do some selling to stay afloat. Charismatic and good with books, but have never written a line of code in your life? Well, it might be time to take some courses or to look into some do-it-yourself tools that allow you to create or at least prototype your ideas without knowing programming languages. The bottom line is, there are a number of things that the average new business is guilty of throwing money away on, and the actual necessary expenses find themselves quite diminished in our current age. For example, it's becoming more and more common for businesses to be run completely remotely with no central office at all. The trick is to make things work for you, and at least at first, to make them work on the cheap.